Before we go any further, I have a confession to make. The story you're about to hear isn't what I set out to make. The story, the theme, the interview, I intended everything to go one way, but things went the other. Let me explain. When we at WNUR News decided on the theme for the special broadcast, I was pumped. Fill in the blank. On its own, it's a great prompt, but what really made it special were the circumstances surrounding it. Only weeks prior, Northwestern had announced they had found the next university president. The white smoke billowed atop the Sistine Chapel. Here was the heir apparent to replace Morton Shapiro. The name of that individual? Becky freaking blank. The timing couldn't have been more perfect. An interview with the new and future leader. It would be a showstopper. WNUR News needed Becky. More than that, I needed Becky. And so, like any star-crossed journalist, I penned a message addressed solely to her and her media team.
Hello, my name is Nick Song. I'm the co-news director for WNUR News, Northwestern's radio news publication on campus. Is that good so far?
We wanted to inquire about Professor Blank's availability and interest in being interviewed. We're very interested in learning more about her and think this would be a great opportunity for the student body to hear more about her.
The interview would take around 30 minutes and be pre-recorded and edited for broadcast. We can conduct the interview over Zoom or in person.
Thank you, and I look forward to hearing back from you. Nick.
And so I waited. And waited some more. I waited 7 days before I couldn't wait anymore, and then I sent a follow-up.
Hi, I wanted to follow up on this. Please let me know if Professor Blank would be available to speak in the upcoming weeks. Thanks, Nick.
Lo and behold, I got a response a day later, although the news was far from ideal.
Good afternoon, Nick. Thank you for your email.
President-elect Blank looks forward to discussing her transition closer to her start in the summer of 2022.
We look forward to reconnecting with you next year. Have a great weekend.
Jerry.
Devastation could not begin to describe how I felt. Here was a chance to interview the biggest blank in the Chicago metropolitan area. This was what was going to make the special broadcast special. The heavens had aligned, and yet serendipity stumbled with a dagger stuck in her chest. I had failed. Frantically, I searched for something, anything really, to fill the blank-sized hole. An idea occurred to me. Why not try to find the other blanks at Northwestern? I took to the online directory, sending email after email to blanks I had never met. Soon, there were no more blanks to send emails to. Once more, I waited. I had all but given up on the blanks of the world when a fateful message arrived in my inbox.
Hey, sorry about that. I'm actually studying abroad in Madrid right now. And the people who like work in our dorm just came up to ask me something. But sorry, what was the question you just asked?
According to the online directory, there are four separate blanks other than Becky affiliated with Northwestern. One of them works as a pediatrics physician here in Evanston. Another, a research coordinator at the Cincinnati Children's Hospital. The third is a master's student studying data science. As for the fourth blank, the last blank I emailed was the blank that replied.
Hey, what's up, Nick?
Yeah, I'm Zach Blank. I am a junior at Northwestern. I'm from the Washington, D.C. area, and I'm studying journalism and MMSS. I mean, people always make jokes about my last name. I hear a lot like, oh, you don't actually have a last name, Nick, it's blank. I hear like all the same jokes for like my entire life. And like some of them are kind of funny, but I've just heard them all a million times. So I kind of always get a little bit of shit for that. Some joking from my friends.
Surprisingly, Zach's last name didn't catch him much flack growing up. It wasn't until Zach moved to Evanston for college that it became such a major part of his life.
At Northwestern, most of my close friends call me blank. Whereas in high school, most people call me Zach. So I'm definitely starting to hear it, just like the word blank over and over again and all the time.
In case you're wondering, Zach and Becky aren't related. He found out about her about the same time everyone else did.
It was definitely kind of a funny thing to find out. And me and my friends definitely had a good laugh about it. Just like thinking about the coincidence of me and the new president having the same like obscure, silly last name. I don't know too much about her. I know that she comes from Wisconsin, and somebody told me that she gets booed at the Wisconsin football games, which I don't know if that's true, but I hope that she is going to work out well because it would definitely mean a lot for the last name.
In case you're wondering, the earliest known Blank in the United States, Henry Blank, arrived in North America in 1701. Another Blank, once again named Henry, survived the sinking of the Titanic. Both of these Blanks were unavailable for comment.
There's an Arthur Blank who owns the Atlanta Falcons and who's the founder of Home Depot, and we have no relation to him. There's actually someone with my exact name whose name is Zach Blank, who is like an entrepreneur and has a company out on the West Coast somewhere. But actually, like, I've messaged with him before because he has on social media a lot of just like the at Zach Blanks on most platforms. So I've like talked to him, just like DM'd him one time. He kind of was doing stuff that I was interested in, like career-wise. So I also just asked if we could like just like have a networking call or something. So I got to talk to him, which was like funny because we both have the same name and also pretty cool. I would definitely stick with Blank. I like the last name and it's true to my family.
After spending so much time around Blanks, I had to ask Zach how he felt about the name.
I love the name. I think it's a good last name to have and it's true to my family.
I didn't talk to Zach because he's studying abroad in Madrid, or that he's interested in entertainment marketing. What brought me to Zach was because of a name, something given to him at birth, an attribute out of his control. It felt cheap, almost unfair, that this was the reason I was speaking to him. And yet, Zach was proud of his last name. He didn't choose it for himself, but he chose to hold on to it. Ultimately, the names we have are arbitrary. They serve as a blank template to build a life on. A name only travels so far as the person it represents. Occasionally, though, names lead you to people you wouldn't meet otherwise. And when that happens, don't be afraid to send an email. News. I'm Nick Song.